This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on Vision Rent-to-Own Buyers in Ohio are confused and unhappy. Where we had four Acorn door-knocking teams in Pittsburgh, we only had two in Youngstown, Ohio, but that seemed bright since, with hardly 70,000 inhabitants now, Youngstown was less than one-fifth the size of Pittsburgh. Putting the list together at the Youngstown Public Library and the Second Chance Cafe Augustine, run by the Catholic Diocese and spaced there, our list of homes with various forms of contract land purchases kept growing like weeds. We had too many choices in too little time. Focusing our work just on Vision Property Management, which had been the source of so many complaints in Pittsburgh, we found ourselves with more listings in Youngstown than we had in all of Allegheny County, which dwarfed its size. We had a tiger by the tail, it seemed. Youngstown people are nice. We were met with curiosity and courtesy everywhere. Unfortunately, in talking with Youngstown Vision customers hoping to be home buyers, we were also met with confusion and uncertainty from everyone when it came to understanding their contracts with Vision. Many of the stories resembled each other, but none of them were the same. What we thought we understood from our many visits in Pittsburgh was often modified and amended in ways both subtle and significant in the almost 20 doors we visited in Youngstown. Mostly people hoped that they understood their contracts, but they could rarely put their fingers on them while we visited, so we were like all the blind men touching the elephant and trying to describe it to each other. The most poignant visit was with a man who did have his contract, was convinced that he would have paid off Vision in 7 years, and would own his home outright, and was in shock and disbelief as our team worked with him paragraph to paragraph to show him that after paying almost $20,000 in 7 years, he would own nothing but the right to make three choices that Vision offered at that juncture. Since the company was only counting a small part of his monthly payment towards the purchase price, he could make a balloon payment of $15,000 or so and get the deed, which he said was an impossibility for his income and credit. In a second choice, he could walk away from the house and lose his equity down payment and the money and labor he'd already sucked into repairs. Or, in a final choice, he could keep paying on the same basis for another 15 or 20 years, hoping to still own the house. This isn't a Lady of the Tiger choice, but more like a choice between the devil and the deep blue sea. The wannabe homeowner was near tears, and our team had to try to put a smile on the horrible face of Vision Property Management, not as an act of organizing, but as a simple act of humanity. As we debriefed at the end of our day on the doors, we found ourselves grabbing at straws. One woman told us she'd muscled Vision into an agreement that she would own the house in 6 years. We hoped she was right, but didn't see the contract. Another man was convinced he could mortgage the house after his 7 years. We hoped with him that there would be an oasis springing up soon in this credit desert. One man told of having been given a couple of weeks to catch up on payments when he forgot one to prevent eviction. Another man told us he was in this Vision rent-to-own property for the last year after his previous Vision contract had been demolished, and Vision had let him choose from where to try again from their website. A woman said she was given 3 months to catch up on her payments once. We found ourselves looking for light at the end of this terrible Vision tunnel of heartbreak. As horrid and predatory as the Vision contracts seem, the company also seemed hesitant to let someone spit their hooks. If people were able to organize, hear each other's stories, and take action, they might just be able to force Vision to change their contracts and terms. If some people could force small concessions through their anger, if they came together to fight in the campaign, they might be able to force Vision to buy into their vision of themselves as homeowners rather than as simple fodder for the company's exploitation. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.